Lord Ashai turned his face to the sea. He sat silent, feeling the gentle wind upon his face. Major Mullane watched the old badger lord closely, waiting for a reply. There was a long pause. Then Ashai suddenly began speaking, as though he was in the grip of a trance.
Who will defend Redwall Abbey in its days of peril and strife? The beast who shuns both armor and sword, torn from the simple life. He with destiny marked on his brow, who walks with the banished one. Send forth a maid to seek out the flame, to rule when the old lord is gone.
Ashai rose, shaking himself like one waking from sleep.
Great seasons! Where did that come from?
Major Mullane tried not to sound surprised.
Must have been your dream chaps who put it into your head, my lad. Begging your pardon, but you've never been one for the jolly old poetic verse and all that, what? Well, step me, sir. Looks like Redwall's in for a bit of a ding-dong. And there's a champion on the horizon, one who'll flatten the flipping foe beast, if I'm not mistaken. Sounds like an odd chap from your description, what? Never heard of a badger lord who shuns armour and blooming swords. What I really don't understand is the bit about destiny being marked on his brow. And as for walking with a banished one and sending out a maid to seek for a flame, if you don't mind me saying, sir, the whole thing has got me flipping well flummoxed.
Ashai took a sip of his tea, which had now grown cold.
Well, old friend, I had no idea that I was going to speak such a rhyme. So you'll excuse me if I confess to being as baffled as you are. However, it does explain a few things from my dreams. The coming trouble at Redwall and the arrival of a warrior. Also for the fact that this other badger will rule here in my stead. Always supposing that he lives long enough or isn't defeated in battle. As for the rest, I'm truly puzzled. Where's the maid that we must send forth?
Mullane twirled his moustache briskly and stood both ears to attention, always an obvious sign of his displeasure.
So that's why I'm not allowed to sally forth with the long patrol, sir. A confounded maid is the one for the blinking task, according to your sources. Ha! I question the wisdom of a load of long-gone badger spirits. I mean, what possible use would one maid be in the midst of an invasion upon Redwall, eh, what?
The ancient badger patted his friend's paw.
Now don't get your whiskers in an uproar, Mull. I'm bound to obey the voices of past mountain lords. So how do we choose this maid whom we must send to solve our problems? Any suggestions, Major?
The discussion was interrupted by a series of urgent knocks upon the door. Mullane rattled his sabre hilt.
Yes, stop knocking the blooming door down. Come in.
It was Corporal Thwirl, a tall, droopy hair with a mournful countenance. His nose was swollen, one ear was askew, and his left eye was a puffy slit. He saluted Mullane.
Major, sir, wish to report, sir. Ruckus in the mess, sir. Assistant cook's gone bonkers, sir.
Lord Ashai rested his forehead against the windowsill, sighing wearily.
Not Mad Mordy again? Oh, deal with it, would you, Major Mullane? No, wait. Bring her up here. We'll see what she has to say for herself this time.